here at Georgia Tech Volleyball with London. How has the offseason been with the team and preparing for this upcoming season?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I think we had a really good spring season. We competed really well. We played a lot of really good teams. And we trained hard in the gym, and I think our trip to Brazil really helped this summer with team bonding and the chemistry on our team. I also think that we got to compete against some really good teams in Brazil as well, and it was just kind of a different type of volleyball and, you know, challenged us in many different ways that we hadn't been challenged before. So I think that that was a really good experience. And then always in the weight room, lifting together and, you know, going after that and being pushed through our trainer. On the court with sprints and different things like that, it was a lot of fun, and we really did well. I think this preseason has gone really well as well, just with, you know, we're constantly playing and we're constantly being challenged, but overall I think the outcome has been really well. Good. Yeah.
No, that's good. I talked with Rebecca about the Brazil experience,
yeah,
and she said that it was a really great opportunity, but you got to play some different teams to see a different type of volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel that same way seeing some international teams as maybe opposed to United States-based teams?
Yeah, they're very scrappy, and their ball control is out of this world. So when a lot of times rallies would end, like when we're playing against teams in our conference and things, like they kept the ball alive. And they weren't that tall, they weren't that big. They were just very athletic and had good control over the game. They had a good knowledge of the game. And so I think that approach was really different and something that we hadn't seen before.
And speaking of Brazil and being there with the Olympics right now, we're in the Olympic season. Do you look at the beach volleyball or the indoor volleyball and see how they approach it and try to pick up some things and see how they play?
You know, I think that the biggest thing takeaway from them is their ability to let an air go, which is really interesting. And I think like the technical aspect is really interesting too, and watching them perform their sport and how well they do it. But their ability to come back from that air and their facial expressions and the way they work and their chemistry with the team is very interesting to me. Because I think that's always something that as you grow up, it's just a struggle because, I mean, human beings, we all want to be perfect. We want the outcome to be great, and it doesn't always happen. But seeing them bounce back from it is very encouraging.
Let's bring it back to Georgia Tech here. Were you able to do some, you mentioned, I guess, off-season training in Atlanta here with your team and, I guess, open gyms and things like that.
Yes.
How helpful has that been? With having all of that stuff before you start official training camp?
Yeah, it's very helpful just to, you know, touch the ball and get used to playing and, you know, the freshmen coming in, get to, like, build that chemistry with them, understand and teach them different drills that they might see with Michelle when they come in so that they're not as nervous and that they feel comfortable and are able to perform at a higher level. It's also nice just to, you know, be one step ahead of everyone else, and that way we know we're prepared going into preseason, and it's not like, oh, this is the first day of volleyball in months. So I think it's very important that we did do that, and I'm glad that we did, and I think that it will pay off in the end.
What did you work on specifically as a defensive? Are you still going to be the libero?
Yes.
Or defense specialist?
Yes, yes.
Okay. What did you work on as far as your defensive skills or positioning or things like that after looking back on last season and preparing for this year?
Yeah, I think, like I was talking about previously with the air ratio kind of thing, making sure that you're able to bounce back from that air and keeping that like perfect passing percentage up and the air ratio down. So I think that was a big part, my serve receive and just being stopped on defense and just different little things that I've talked to with my coaches and seeing it and getting that real feel for it before I came into preseason was really important to me.
You mentioned some of the newer players coming in, but you also have a veteran group coming back,
yes,
mostly,
yes,
even the starting lineup.
Yeah.
How do you incorporate the starters and veterans who are 3-4 years in the program with some of the newcomers and helping them get acclimated?
Yeah, I think it's actually a lot easier since there is very few of the new ones coming in. So, you know, they just have to jump right in. And so it's like easier that way because there's less of them. But I think overall our team is very welcoming and very easy to talk to and easy to be around. And I think that overall we have a good communication between each other. So I think that they were able to step in, feel comfortable, and be able to speak up when they felt that, like, they needed to.
And lastly, you do have a veteran group coming back, third year under Michelle. Do you feel this is the time where a team has to make compete for a top spot in the conference and a postseason goal?
Of course, yes. I definitely have high expectations for this season, and I think we all do for each other and individually. And I think that as we come together and as the season's approaching, we have that in mind, and we know where we want to end up, and we know what we have to do to get there. So I think that that's very important, and we do see it as this is a big chance and a big opportunity that we need to take advantage of.